it's one of those moments where you don't know what you want to do, because that music is great. You just want to listen to that, and yet I have a great guest that I want to talk to as well. So that's that moment. So we're going to end up doing both. It's going to be wonderful. Kinky Boots is the smash hit musical that brought together 4-time Tony Award winner Harvey Fierstein and Grammy Award winning rock icon Cyndi Lauper. They won a Tony Award and for the show in 2013. It took home 6 Tony Awards, the most of any show in the season. And now the touring company is playing at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. The show is amazing. It is beautiful and special and just an awful lot of fun. It is inspired by true events. Kinky Boots tells the story of Charlie Price, who is struggling to live up to his father's expectations and continue his family business of Price and Son. With the factory's future hanging in the balance, help arrives in the unlikely but spectacular form of Lola, a fabulous performer in need of some sturdy new stilettos, or otherwise known kinky boots. Tiffany Engen do I have the last name correct?
That's right.
Yes, yeah. Tiffany Engen plays Lauren in the touring company, and she joins us this morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. Michael Eck of Proctor's is also with us. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. We'll get to you in a second and talk about this, because Michael brought kinky boots that he thinks he can get onto my feet. So we'll try that in a few moments. We'll see whether that experiment works or not. How long have you been with the show?
I've been with the show since November, and the show has been just one of the biggest joys to be traveling the country with. It's a great story, great message, and we're excited to be on the East Coast for sure.
You know, I talk about this a lot of the time when I talk about my personal preferences of plays, because I like to go into when you're taking like a drama of like really serious grappling things and just sort of wrap yourself in it and just be, you know, depressed. And it's just great theater, just wonderful theater. This show is the total opposite. And I loved it because you just go in and you have a blast from the start to finish.
Yeah, it's a blast from the get go. And Cyndi Lauper has certainly, you know, pulled out all the stops for the music in the show. I think people are really surprised at the variety of styles that are in the show. I know that, you know, having Cyndi Lauper do the music is a huge draw to get people in the seats. But I think it's really surprising to hear that, you know, there are certainly a lot of pop references, but there's also rock and roll influences, gospel influences, disco influences. So it really runs the gamut, and it's a joy to sing every night.
When you come on board a show like this, do you meet the creators? Do you get to meet Harvey? Do you get to meet Cyndi?
Luckily, the creatives are very involved with every step of the tour and all of the other companies around the world. So we do get visits from the creatives. They, you know, give us notes, do little tweaks here and there to keep it fresh, which is really, really great. We just had a lot of the creatives out recently as we kicked off this next leg of the tour.
I love that you refer to them as the creatives.
Yes.
The creatives. The bosses.
That's right.
Yes, the bosses. Tell us about your character. Tell us about Lauren.
Lauren is a worker in the factory at Price & Son, and she's a great, fun, like, independent gal to play. She's uniquely quirky and funny, but I also really love that she tells it like it is. She's not afraid to speak her mind. Lauren is actually the one that provides that light bulb moment for Charlie by saying that in order to really save the shoe factory, that they really should find a niche market to be catering their shoes to. And she eventually becomes a love interest for Charlie. So we get to see Lauren working out those feelings of when you first realize that you are starting to have feelings for someone.
Yeah, I was going to say, and not to give anything away, and I hope this doesn't give anything away, but, you know, and you get the guy in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's a great time, you know? And her song is called History of Wrong Guys, and I think that's one of the most Cyndi Lauper-esque sounding songs right out the gate. So it's a joy to really, you know, get to sing a really fun song like that.
How did you come into musical theater?
I grew up singing, dancing, and acting my whole life.
Is that a family thing?
It's not a family thing. I mean, my parents took me to see shows all the time, so they were wonderful supporters. But I remember in second grade, I played a chicken in the school play, and I had one line, and it got a laugh. And I was like, whatever that was, I want to feel that again. So I've just been chasing, you know, that joy.
That's great. And this idea of being on the road and going from town to town, you're in Utica here in Schenectady. Mm-hmm. So you enjoy that aspect of it.
I do. I love it. It's a great way to see the country. And this, especially with a show as special as this, it means so much in each city that we go to. And it means a little, it means something different in each city that we go to. I feel like people are getting Kinky Boots at just the right time when they need to see it, hear it, and feel its message. And I love, you know, trying the different coffee shops and getting recommendations from locals of where to eat, you know, and the struggle of figuring out where am I going to do laundry this week, you know.
Well, you know, the great thing about the show is you said just at the right time, because it does have a message. It doesn't cram it down your throat,
right.
But it is a lovely, lovely message. And there is a moral story.
Yeah,
there.
It's all about accepting who you are and accepting those around you. It's definitely a story about fathers and sons. That's a relationship that's really dealt with throughout the course of the show. It's about accepting yourself, having pride, leading with love. One of the best messages in the show is you change the world when you change your mind. I think that's a really powerful message to leave a theater with.
And a great lyric in the song.
Yeah.
So the show was here how many years ago?
It was here in spring of 15.
Okay, so spring of 15. So last year.
Yeah.
And the cast came in then and brought in a pair of Kinky Boots, which was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And our Ian Pickus, our news director, was actually able to wear the Kinky Boots.
Nice.
And I said,
that.
Well, obviously, you know, you don't have one in my size. I'm a big guy. So then Michael, when pitching this segment to mm-hmm. us, said, oh, I think Philip Morris, who also is a big guy, and said, oh, no, we'll have a pair of Kinky Boots that Joe can fit into. Now, I have a size 15 shoe.
We gotcha.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you
all
can
right.
do it. I believe
right.
in you.
I want to mention two things to the radio audience at home. First of all, the shoe that I'm taking off pretty much is a Kinky Boot.
Oh, yes. Look at that red
like
sneaker. That is
red.
Epic.
It's a very big... okay, so that's my... That's that.
Nice.
All right, now...
Dun, 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 dun.
So each Kinky Boot has like upwards of 17 measurements that they take on each actor so that they're custom
really?
Made for each actor that wears them.
Now the fascinating thing about this, I'll put my microphone down here. The fascinating thing about this, first of all, I actually got into them. That's nice.
Nice.
So I see you do a lot of these interviews with radio people who put on the Kinky Boots, right?
The best part of it is having people put on the Kinky Boots, because I think people are a little trepidatious at first, but as soon as you get them on, I guarantee you will not want to take the Kinky Boots off.
Now, so my question to you is the most, do you hear... Because what I want to say to you is this, not only is it the first time I've had like rep, but it's the first time I've ever worn heels.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the club.
So
the shoe is on. The question is whether it will go over the jeans.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah, sometimes you might have to
roll those up.
Yeah, for the guys that wear pants in the show, they'll have like a knee-high stocking that goes over the jean to kind of make it a little bit more streamlined so that zipper can...
Oh man, that was leg hair. Man, okay. All right. Well, that hurt like hell. Well, there you go. Look at that.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, that feels good. Well, we'll put on the other one in a minute, and then I'll actually stand up. But
yes.
So you don't have to, or you do have to wear these?
I wear like a shorter version.
How
of
do you
the...
get it looks so lucky?
I don't know. I think it's because I have a dress in the finale I'm wearing. So
I see.
The Kinky Boots would be mostly covered up by the gorgeous dress I get to wear. But, you know, Greg Barnes did all these amazing costumes and, of course, designed these magnificent boots. So
now, no one actually wears this particular pair. In that. Like, you don't have any giant in the show. That
no
wear...
one is in the pair that you're wearing right now. No one is in that particular pair
right.
for the finale. But we do have some. We have...
all sizes?
Yes. That's the beautiful thing about this show is we're all real people. We're all real factory workers. Our characters are all based on real people who worked in this shoe factory in Northampton, England.
Now, the interesting thing, Tiffany, is you're absolutely right. I really don't want to take them off. Yeah, there
that's
are
the magic of Kinky Boots.
It's surprisingly comfortable. are there stories of do accidents happen?
I mean, sure, you know, anything can happen in live theater. That's the beauty of it. You know, so sometimes people will slip and, you know, we've had a couple little slips here and there, depending on if the stage is slippery. And, you know, certainly, you know, these boots really are built to last. But it is, you know, when we travel each week and they're loaded up into trucks, you know, sometimes a heel can start to have wear and tear and become much more, you know, wobbly. But our, you know, wardrobe department is so on it that everything gets repaired immediately so that... The boots are in the show every night.
You have a cobbler in the cast.
Literally.
That's great.
Full-time cobbling job.
That's wonderful. Do you, when you think of this, you'll be on the road for how long? How long are you, do you think you'll be committed to this?
I'll be here for at least a year, and then we'll see what happens after that. The tour itself has dates booked well into 2018, so there's no signs of slowing down, which makes me really, really happy because it's such a special show. I think the message is so great for everybody, and, you know, like you said, it's not done in a preachy way. It's done in a completely entertaining, joy-filled night of theater. So,
and I assume audiences. This seems to me to be a show that people would come back to. I mean,
definitely.
I've seen it a couple times. I would assume that people want to come back to it.
They do. People do come back. We love that, and certainly, you know, all of us that are in the show, our families want to come. Out to, you know, every couple of cities, they want to come out and see the show and experience it again because you see something new each time and you get something new out of it each time. We were just in Utica and we only had three nights there, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And we had people that came on Tuesday night and then said, well, I got to come back tomorrow or I got to come back Thursday too and bring my mom or bring my friends, bring my son, bring, you know, so...
Then that's a wonderful. It's awesome. Must be a wonderful feeling for you in the cast.
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
And all in all, when all is said and done, you wonder. I guess you wonder just like how many great shows like this come around.
It really is unique. It really is. So I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. I remember seeing a rehearsal of it before they went for their out of town tryout, and even in a studio setting with no lights, no sets, no costumes. You already could tell that you were in the presence of something really, you know, truly unique and one of a kind. So I'm just so glad that it's done so well and changed so many lives and entertained so many people around the country.
This is your first time to Proctor's?
It is.
Oh, great.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. You'll love it.
Can't wait.
Well, the show runs Saturday and Sunday, and tickets are okay. We can get tickets.
Proctors.org.
Proctors.org for more information. The show is at Proctors in Schenectady through Sunday. Proctors.org for more information. Tiffany Engen plays Lauren in the touring company, and it's a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. People can go on our WAMC page in a few minutes and see pictures of me wearing kinky boots. Which, if I approve, they will go up, and if I don't, they won't be there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A delight to meet you. Have a great time
here.
In the city. Thank you very much. Thank Michael,
you.
Thank you as always for
thank
being
you,
such
sir.
A great friend. We'll be back after this short break.